From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says police recommendations to indict him on corruption charges, quote, will end with nothing. In a nationwide TV address, a stern-looking Netanyahu denied allegations that he accepted lavish gifts, including champagne and expensive cigars, from a Hollywood mogul in exchange for doing favors. He also is suspected of offering preferential treatment to a newspaper publisher in exchange for favorable coverage. He vowed to stay in office and run for re-election. It is now up to the Attorney General to decide whether to press charges. Top United States intelligence officials told Congress Tuesday Russia intends to impact the 2018 U.S. midterm elections. Here's National Intelligence Director Dan Coats.
We expect Russia to continue using propaganda, social media, false flag personas, sympathetic spokesmen, and other means to influence to try to build on its wide range of operations and exacerbate social and political fissures in the United States. There should be no doubt that Russia perceived that its past efforts as successful and views the 2018 U.S. midterm elections as a potential target for Russian influence operations.
Ace Magashule, who is Secretary General of the African National Congress, said the party's National Executive Committee decided to recall President Jacob Zuma, who has been discredited by corruption scandals. This is VOA News. A British judge upheld an arrest warrant for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who has spent more than 5 years evading the law inside Ecuador's London embassy. The judge didn't mince words when she gave her ruling to a London court. Judge Emma Arbuthnot said Tuesday that by jumping bail in 2012, Assange had made, quote, a determined attempt to avoid the order of the court. He can seek appeal, though his lawyers did not immediately say whether he would. The UN Refugee Agency reports thousands of people are taking deadly flight as ethnic violence grows in Democratic Republic of Congo's Ituri province. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports four Congolese refugees seeking safety in Uganda have drowned after their boat capsized on Lake Albert 2 days ago. The UNHCR says several days prior to this tragedy, two other refugees died at the DRC shores of Lake Albert, where thousands of people are waiting to cross. Last week, the agency recorded a huge surge in the numbers of people fleeing Ituri. UNHCR spokesman Baba Baloch calls this very alarming. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Russian investigators said Tuesday that a Russian plane's pilots failed to turn on the heating unit for measuring its equipment, resulting in flawed speed data. The Interstate Aviation Committee said that Sunday's crash that killed 71 people near Moscow occurred after the pilots saw varying data on the plane's two airspeed indicators. In Olympic news, Japanese short track speed skater Kai Saito failed an out-of-competition doping test on the day of his arrival at the Olympics, and he has been expelled from the Winter Olympics. Saskia O'Donoghue has more.
This is the first doping case during the testing period of the Olympics in South Korea, and it comes as Tokyo prepares to host the Summer Games in 2020. The athlete said he was stunned by the finding, denying he has ever doped. Doping cases are rare among Japanese athletes, and this is the first for the country at a Winter Olympics. Last month, however, sprint canoeist Yasuhiro Suzuki admitted to spiking a rival's drink with an anabolic steroid to scuttle his Olympic dream.
From Washington, I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.